Shalom, and welcome to Bible Stories as Blueprints of the Soul, your Biblical Hebrew podcast. Good morning. We are reading from Sefer Bahir, Mark 72. Vayomer Elohim yehi or. And God said, let there be light. Ve'en or elayom. And there is no light but a day that it is written. Genesis 1:15. Et ha-ma'or ha-gadol le-memshelet ha-yom, the great illuminators to governing, the great illuminator to governing the day, and the little illuminator to govern the night. Ve-hashanim hem yamim, and the years are the days. That is which is written, Habakkuk, the prophet Habakkuk, Bekerev Shanim, among the years. Among, we translate the word Bekerev as among. This is how the book Bahir reads it, Bekerev. Among the years, between the years, or close to the years. And Bahir reads the word Bekerev, among, as Kerev Ota HaMargalit. He kept it closer, or moved it closer, the gemstone that is giving birth to the years. Okay, let's read the whole course again. Vayomer Elohim yehi or. And God said, let there be light. Ve'en or elayom. And there is no light but a day. That is which is written, Genesis 1:15. Et ha-ma'or ha-gadol Lememshelet Hayom, the great illuminator to govern the day, Ve'et Hama'or Hakaton, and the lesser illuminator to govern the night. Ve'hashanim Hem Yamim, and the years are the days. That is which is written in the book of Habakkuk, Bekerev Shanim, among the years. What does it mean, among the years? The Hebrew word is bekerev, comes from karov, to put closer. Kerev ota hamargalit, the holy blessed he, put closer. The gemstone, margalit, emerald, Hamolida et Hashanim, that is giving birth to the years. What is happening here? This is the question. What is the connection between light, day, year, governing, and the gemstone, or the emerald that is giving birth or is being delivering the years? What is happening here? And God said, let there be light. And there is no light but a day. That is which is written, Et ha-ma'or ha-gadol le-memshelet ha-yom, the great illuminators to governing the day, ואת המאור הקטון, and the lesser illuminator to governing the night. And the years are the days. This is what is written in the book of Habakkuk, בקרב שנים, among the years. What does it mean among the years? This is how we translate it to English, but he looks at the word בקרב and sees it or reads it as close, that a holy blessed he approach or put it closer. The same gemstone or the emerald which is delivering the years. This is one mark from Sefer HaBahir. This is mark 72. What is the connection between light, day, year, or years? And the years are the days. The great illuminator to govern the day. And the years are the days. Every day is a new year. Look at the length of time here. It's not how we count calendaric years. It is completely different outlook at life. And from here, I would like to keep it open. I'm not going to the depths because this is the first reading. I'm moving here to read from Philon. One second. We are reading from the book of Philon. Let's see which volume. This is the fourth volume. And in this chapter, we are reading about the evil, which is always tend to wait or to siege the good. This is his explanation to Genesis 4:8. Genesis 4:8. This chapter from Philon's writing is relating to Genesis 4:8. Genesis 4:8. And he opens his writing. Sadeh kezirat hitmodedut. A field as arena of struggling, of fighting. And he brings the verse. Vayomer Kain el hevel achiv. And Kain said to Abel his brother. Now he brings the Bible in Greek. It's not the Bible in Hebrew. Philon reads the Bible in Greek, though he also reads Hebrew, but his writing in Greek are relating to the already translated Bible into Greek. So now we are reading the Greek version of the Hebrew Bible, and there's like additional words and sentences because they are bridging what is so to speak lacking. Or vacuum in the Hebrew writing. Vayomer Kain el hevel achiv, and Kain said to Abel his brother, let's walk into the field. This is the addition, because in Hebrew it is as I'm going to say it now. Vayomer Kain el hevel achiv, and Kain said to Abel his brother, this is the Hebrew, and then, and it was when they were in the field. And Cain stood and killed Abel. This is the Hebrew, very blunt. Something is missing. What did Cain say to Abel? And how what he was saying to Abel brought them to the field? What is the connection? And the Greek Bible already, like a good writer, he connects the blank spaces and brings logic, logos into it. And this is how the Greek Bible writes. Vayomer Kain el Hevel Achiv, and Cain said to Abel his brother, let's walk into the field. Nelchana hasadeh, nelchana, it's just not, so to speak, modern English or Hebrew, let's go somewhere. Please. Nelchana, please, let's go to the field, the Greek Bible says. And this is basically a quote from Song of Songs, when spring is coming. There is a verse similar, Netzen netze hasade, we shall go to the field, venir'e, and we shall see if there's a new happening in the field in spring, is this is blooming, is that is blooming. But look what the Greek Bible does. Logos. Vayomer Kain el Hevel Achiv, and Kain said to Abel his brother, Nelchana sade, please, let's go to the field. Vayehi beyotam vasade, and it came to be one day were in the field. Vayakam Kain el Hevel Achiv, and Kain stood against Abel his brother. Vayargehu, and he killed him. So far, this is the quote. Now comes Filon and writes, מה שרוצה קין הוא להתגרות בהבל ולקרוא אותו לניצוח דברים. Now he says, what Cain wants is to tease Abel, to tease him, to aggravate him, and to invite him to struggle with words in order to overcome over him with sophisticated speeches, which are beautiful and are pleasing to the ear. Again, why now the Greek Bible adds this sentence, please, let's go to the field. What is this, so to speak, invitation? This is an invitation to a duel. Which duel Cain invites Abel to? It's a debate club. Where is the debate club will happen? In the field. He's going and he is preparing, yes, his speeches, his sophisticated speech. What? And why? He wants to tease Abel. And then writes Filon. Because the plain, now he uses the word plain. Now I translate the Hebrew to English, but I'm reading from Hebrew. Ki hamishor, mishor from yashar. Yashar is straight, plain, which is open to the eye. It's not mountains, it's not valleys, it's not swamp. Open field, which is plain. And then he says here, so says Filon, כי המישור שאליו הוא מזמין אותו לפגישה, because the plain to which he invites Abel into a meeting has to be seen as a symbol for a battle and conflicts. There is a branch in the modern sport which is taken from the ancient sport when two men are wrestling. There's a special word for it. Wrestling. Wrestling. Yes. So, writes Philon, the plane in which Cain invites Abel into a meeting has to be seen as a symbol for a battle and wrestling. If we shall take a conclusion or draw a conclusion from what is revealed to what is it concealed. Because we can see that the battles, both of the war and both of those of the peace, most of them are happening in the plain. Who is in the days of peace having a sports competition? Choose for himself great stadiums and open plains. And also in a war, people are usually managing battles of the infantry and of the cavaliers, not in the mountain area. Because maybe the losses will be greater since it's a hard place to fight, the mountains. Maybe the losses will be heavy or heavier than what the fighters are causing each other in the battle. Now he moves slowly. Look how now he's going to move from Cain to Abel to whom, to which biblical figure. Look at the move. A great proof to this is, how shall I call it? The tutor, the practitioner. Please pay attention. He was speaking about battles in the plains that are better than battles in the mountain, because in the mountain there's much heavier losses. And now he moves to a completely different realm of thinking. Great proof to this, we can see from the practitioner, the one who practices, mitamen, the one who is practicing, in English, practice, mitamen, the one who is practicing, comes from amen. Yes, mitamen, the one who is practicing, comes from amen. Yes, from amen, and from to coach, le'amen. So great proof to this, we can see from the one who's practicing, who is fighting the ignorance, which is opposite situation to mind. Ignorance is the opposite situation into mind. In Hebrew, da'at. Look how he moves from the battlefield, from Cain inviting Abel into a debate club in the field, in the claim that he's gonna pour very sophisticated sentences. This is how he starts. And he moves and describes us how, in a way, the plain or the open field is a place in which, in the days of peace, there's a sports competition in it, and in the days of war, battles are being held. And slowly he moves and say a very simple sentence, but it takes, in a way, his feet from the gas, and he says, great proof to this, we can learn or can see from the one who's practicing, which is fighting the ignorance, which is the opposite situation to mind. That, and this is it. The one who fights ignorance, which is the opposite situation to mind, upon it, it has been said that he is a shepherd. So he starts with Cain and Abel, describing the battlefield. First it's a field of debate, and then it's a field of battles, and then we can learn from this something about the one who's practicing. And suddenly he moves from the one who's practicing to the fighter in ignorance. And what is ignorance? The opposite situation of a mind, da'at. Upon it, that it was said that he is the shepherd. So the one who is practicing, the one who is practicing is the shepherd. Seemingly, educator, and proves the unreasonable forces of the nefesh. Nefesh is a very low part of us, the mechanical part, the lower part, the animated part where the blood cells are being multiplied. So the one who is practicing, the one who is practicing, what does he do? He's educating and proving the powers of the lower nefesh, which are unreasonable. It's more like animals' powers in us. When he's in the field. So again, let's repeat it, because there's a bridge here from Cain and Abel, battlefield, wars, to a completely different concept. A great proof for this is the practitioner, the one who's practicing. He's not yet a fighter, yes? But he's fighting the ignorance, which is the opposite situation to mind, da'at, she'alav ne'emar shehu ro'eh, the one who's practicing, it has been said upon him that he is a shepherd, that he is like an educator, and educate the power of the lower power of the body, which are unreasonable when he is in the field. That it has been said, and now there's a quote from the Bible, from Genesis 31:4, translating now, Vaishlach Yaakov, and Jacob sent, Vaikra l'Rachel u'le'ah, and he called Rachel and Leah, Hasadeh, to the field, El Tsuno, towards or into his flocks. Now, what is the connection? We started, or not we, Philon started with Cain and Abel. And Cain said to Abel, his brother, please, let's go to the field. And it was in the field when Cain stood up to Abel his brother and killed him. And now, when we are approaching almost the end of the paragraph, he brings another verse. Vayishlach Yaakov. Suddenly we move from Cain and Abel to Jacob. Vayishlach Yaakov. Vayikra leRachel uleLea hasade el tzono. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field to his flocks. Emor me'ata, say from now. Why did he bring this verse? For what reason? And he says, Emor me'ata, say from now, Hasadeh, the field, mesamel, symbolizes et ahavat ha-nitzuach. Nitzuach in this context is the field battle which one is triumphing or argumenting. Okay. Let's read again. A great proof to this shows the one who's practicing, who is fighting in the ignorance, which is the opposite situation to the mind, da'at. She'alav ne'emar shehu ro'e, that upon it, it has been said that he is a shepherd. So now the shepherd, please pay attention, the shepherd is not the kindergarten version that we have in the mind, that there's a shepherd and he walks with his flocks, shows them the green meadows. No, the shepherd now, according to Philon, is the educator. Yes? That shows or is in charge of the mind, in charge of that the mind will not go into ignorance. Again, the one who's practicing, which is called shepherd, he's fighting ignorance, which is the opposite situation of the mind. So the one who's practicing, he is the shepherd, not shepherd of flocks. Shepherd of the mind. When people say that they are losing their minds, they don't have a shepherd that will guard them from ignorance. What is ignorance? Self-pity, self-love, and so on. So, upon it, it has been said that the one who's practicing, that he is a shepherd, meaning he is educator and showing the lower forces of the animated living, which is unreasonable, when he is in the field. Now there is a field and there is a shepherd, but the shepherd here is educating the lower power of the living soul, which is unreasonable, the animal part of us. What we would say a biological reaction. When he is in the field, Sheneemar, Vayishlach Yaakov, and Jacob sent, Vayikra leRachel uleLeah, and Jacob sent, and called Rachel and Leah Hasadeh to the field, to his flocks. Here there's a footnote, the flocks in Philon's books, symbolizing the unreasonable powers of the nefesh. Emor me'ata, say from now, Hasadeh mesamel et avat nitzuach. The field symbolizes the love of argumentation. Al shuma hu kore lahin lavo sham. For what reason does Jacob call them or invite them, Rachel and Leah, to come to the field where he is with the flocks? And then he brings the next verse. Ro'e anochi, hu omer. I see, he says, et pnei avichen, the face of your father, ki enenu elai kitmol shilshom. I see the face of your father, that it is not to me as the day of yesterday and the day before. Ve'elohe avi haya imadi. And the God of my father was with me. Now there's a great sentence to understand here. Hayiti omer lo, I would tell him. Who would tell who? We can ask. He hanotenet, she is the giver. Lavan eino omed letzidcha, mipnei she'elohim hu imcha. Now there's a Philon saying, Laban, your father-in-law does not stand at your side because God is with you. Because, and now he brings why Laban is not with Jacob. שכן הנפש המעריכה את המוחש החיצוני כטוב. This is a very long sentence. Let's translate it. Because the lower part of the body, bodily life, which is called nefesh, has the same structure of nafal, falling. 3, 5, 8. Because the nefesh that evaluates the tangible and the external as the upper good will not find in it divine understanding or reason. But this in which God is walking, the external tangible is not held for it as good, which is the external, tangible. It is as directed in the name of Laban. And I'm going to read now footnote number 8. Why Laban, the father-in-law of Jacob, is defined by Philon as external, tangible, while Laban is defined as external, tangible, and not the inner space in which God is walking in. As Philon translated above, and there's more footnotes, Laban or Lavan, being a name of a color, Lavan, it means white. So, as Philon translates here, being a name of a color, white, symbolizes in the allegory the whole range of colors of the external world. And from that, also the whole manifested world. So, Laban as white in Hebrew symbolizes the whole wide range of the manifested world. And the manifested world is not with Jacob. Now, let's move into the next paragraph and see what is happening. The name of the next passage, look at the movement of his thinking and writing. Joseph in the field. And all these who are being put in the status of the progress, understanding or intelligence as the order of the Father, when they come to move the impulses of the unreasonable nefesh, lower part, the animal part, to the good, they also choose for themselves in a right place. And this right place is the plain, Hamishor. That it is written, now we're moving to another verse of the Bible, your brothers are shepherding. Yes, shepherding. Halo achecha ro'im bishchem. Yes, your brothers, there's a movement here to the story of Joseph, and the verse is saying, your brothers are now shepherds or shepherding in Shechem. Please go and I shall send you to them. And Joseph said, here I am. And he told him, meaning Jacob to Joseph, go and see the peace of your brothers and the peace of the flocks and give me a reply. And there's like more readings of the text, the biblical text, and he sent him from the valley of Hebron. Valley is a lower place and Hebron is in the mountain, as Rashi said. So what is this valley of Hebron? What is this space of Hebron? And he came towards Shechem. And now he brings the verse he wanted to discuss. Vayimtze'ehu ish, and a man found him. Vehine to'e basadeh, and he was mistaken or wandering in the field. Vaishalehu, and he asked him, the man, Vaishalehu Haish, the man asked him to say, what shall you ask? And he said, I'm asking for my brothers. Please tell me, where are they shepherding? And the man said, they travel from here because I heard their saying, we shall walk towards Dothan. Towards Dothan in English, two words, the Valley of Dothan. In Hebrew, one word, Dothaina. Dothaina duality. So here we can see the course of thinking. Philon starts with the invitation of Cain to Abel. Let's go to the field, to the plain, to the arena of the debate. And then he moves. And then we read about Jacob inviting both of his wives, the daughters of Laban, the daughters of the manifestation, where to? To the field, among his flocks, to tell them that the face of their father is not as the day before, yesterday and the day before, but the God of his father is with him. And the argument here that Philon brings is Laban is white, is the father of all manifestation. And of course the manifestation is external, tangible. It has nothing to do with the soul which is walking inside of us. Therefore the face of Laban is not as yesterday and the day before. And he moves to another verse which mentions the field as the arena of battles and conflicts. And this is the field where Joseph's supposed to meet his brothers. This is where the man is meeting Joseph, wandering and mistaken, to'e basadeh. Yes, Joseph is mistaken in the field. He is mistaken. Not just wandering. To'e that the Bible writes here with Tav is just wandering, does not know where he is. But Philon reads this verse, he is mistaken in the way he perceives the world. Therefore, he cannot meet his brothers. Philon, unlike what we usually read the Bible, sees the brothers, the shepherds, as those who are trying to practice good. As he said before, the shepherd is the one who's practicing ignorance. Ignorance stands as opposite to mind, that. What is ignorance? Self-love, self-importance. So they are doing the right thing, according to Philon, and Joseph is busy with self-love. This is a completely different reading of the biblical story. And the fact that Jacob made Joseph a coat of many colors is not from love. It's to mark that he loves the manifestation, that he loves the tangible colors. In a way, there is a correlation between Joseph and Laban. Laban is the father of all manifestations. And when Joseph is being born, 11 children are being born to Jacob in the house of Laban. 11 children. When Joseph is born, he leaves Laban because he has the manifestation in Joseph. He doesn't need to stay there any longer. This is a completely different reading. So, and here Philon brings the rationality because Jacob was a wealthy man. He probably had servants and assistants. And if he wanted to see how his shepherds' children are doing in Shechem, he could send one of his assistants, servants, slaves, a few of them, and it would not be such a great mission for them to walk a few days from Hebron to Shechem and to see how they're doing. If he wanted this, really, to see, to check the data, yes, so to speak, in a modern way, he could send one of his servants, assistants. Why to send Joseph? Because Joseph was busy with self-love and he wanted to educate him. But the relation between Jacob and Joseph didn't want to listen to anything. So he sent him alone, without a friend, without assistant, without a governor, just sent him alone to walk from Hebron to Shechem. And now also Philon argues why the Bible writes Emek Hebron, Emek, Valley of Hebron, because Hebron is in the mountain, is a very high place, 1,000 meters above the sea level. So why the Bible says Emek Valley is not geographical description, Emek from Omek, the space. So Philon reads Emek Hebron is the space where all the senses are connecting. So Joseph is busy with the senses. The senses, all the senses are external. And he does not listen to Jacob teaching according to Philon. Therefore he sends him as an exercise alone, to meet the shepherds. And the shepherds are not like we perceive shepherd and flocks, like in a kindergarten. Yes, it's an exercise. He is full of self-love, and this is ignorance. And as he said before, the shepherds, what? He is an educator. So it's, he sent him to an educational class in Shechem, according to Philon. And so far Philon goes with this reading of Joseph, that he says that even in Egypt he's hanging with the minister of baking, yes, Sarah Ofim, Sarah Mashkim, the minister of drinking, the minister of butchering. He's hanging out with very, very low life. So far he goes and reads Joseph in a very different plane that we are accustomed to read in the Midrashim, in the Bible, in the Zohar, and so on. And this is only the beginning of it. So, dear friends, thank you for being here with us, wishing you all Shabbat Shalom. And see you here next Saturday. Toda velitraot. Thank you for listening to Bible Stories as Blueprints of the Soul, your Biblical Hebrew podcast. For more information, articles, videos, and interactive classes, please visit hebrew.learnoutlive.com or join our YouTube channel. Shalom v'chol tov. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.